Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
This is Justin from Australia. I love three things: knives, bitches, and the DJ New Style Show.
I'm really sorry about that. I had to cut that short. That was a song that Frank wanted to hear as an intro to an episode, and I just can't do it to you. I just can't find a way to be pumped up by a song that appears on one of my mom's 8-tracks. Here's a more suitable intro.
But I'm a wanderlust kid. I stay on the run. Let me out. I show you history of a time.
No.
New
no.
History of da 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 da. Chinese moving in, building discotheques. Trans-Siberian sex toys, and what a nut!
Yeah, why not?
Oh, well, at least that's something different from what they got in every other airport. Я не еврей, но кое-что похоже. Соврать не даст ни Юра, ни Сережа. Simply because I'm not a total gacho. Отдаю суть, я циркач, ну так что же. I travel the world looking for understanding of the times that we live in. Hunting and gathering first-hand information, challenging definitions of sin. I travel the world looking for lovers of the ultimate beauty, but never sell it. I'm a wanderlust kid. I stay on the run. Let me out. Let me be gone. In the world, beat up road cyan. I so knew history of a time.
DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Did you shut the coffee yet?
Oh, snap! Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show. I want to thank everybody out there for tuning in, subscribing, going over to DJNewStyleShow.com, downloading the shows week in, week out. And I also want to thank a certain little band from a certain nation in Europe. Who are they? You guessed it. Rammstein! Yes. Yes. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to your Tuesday Night Miracle. I really appreciate it. With me, as always... Oh, I'm sorry. He's not with me tonight. Germ Freak has decided that since I did not play his song, and this is no bullshit, he decided this during the fucking intro, that he is going to exclude his presence from the show tonight. He's gonna not care about you guys. Hang up. Go away. And it's just gonna be me and whoever wants to call the show tonight. I'll be talking to you. I have plenty to talk about, believe me. I don't need a bald person to bounce shit off of, because I've got enough frustrations in the fucking world than a crybaby elderly man who doesn't hear his fucking song that predates him and cries. Here's his I am session that he sent that I pretended to ignore. He wrote, I am out! Play that fucking song or I am out! I swear! Play the fucking song! I'm done! Later! I will not start show unless you play that song! I'm done! I am not fucking around! Well, guess what, Germ Freak? Be done. Be done. For those of you who heard the live broadcast, you heard a little bit of a segment of him just screaming, going off. He's a fucking raving madman in his basement, fearing rats, fearing change, and fearing the continuation of bits. Let me get into this a little bit. When I say the continuation of bits, I'm obviously talking about something that we've started on a previous episode and hope to continue on a week-to-week basis. Some of you may know what I'm talking about. Those of you who host a show called Hate Us Talk, God forgive me. It's so catchy. Hate Us Talk, Monday nights. Jimmy J.J. Walker, Walter Subject. You guys know what I'm talking about because you called it. We start a bit so gloriously with a weigh-in, with a challenge being issued. And the mere suggestion that he would have to stand on a scale tonight causes him to lose his mind and complain. And then the pre-planned thing that I had before I even brought this up to him, the half-playing a little segment of his song, calling it shit, and playing an adequate intro to the show, one that actually gets me up to speed, is the straw that broke the bald man's back. And I know he's listening right now. He says he has so much work to do. Do you know what I had to do today? Do you know what I had to do today? No, I didn't know what you had to do today, Frank. Calling in on the show tonight, we have a caller. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ Newstyle show. Who's this?
How dare you?
Oh, excuse me? I'm sorry. Who's this?
This is Frank from New Jersey.
Oh, Frank from New Jersey. It's funny because you sound like a similar bald crybaby fuck who decided to just...
You know,
I'm digging my ball!
Shut the fuck up!
I'm digging my ball! I'm going home! I'm going home! You crybaby asshole!
Keep your trap shut. You did that bit once before, okay? It's fucking old. Okay? You play a song that I want you to play once before, and you cut it off in the middle of it. That bit's over with!
I did the song! Hold on.
Pump me up!
You're pretty pumped up now, aren't you, Frank? You are throttled by music that sucks and arguments. Am I wrong? You're throttled right now.
Are you hearing background?
Background? I don't know. Oh yeah, you know what? I am hearing, but you're hearing it. Sorry about that. I just disabled that.
You know what? I asked you before we went on the broadcast. I said you better be playing that fucking song, or otherwise I'm not going. I warned you.
And I said you'll hear it. Did you not hear it?
You've done that bit once before. It's old.
I didn't know
that. Don't you disrespect me like that,
Frank.
I need song in the beginning to pump me up. I've had a very rough day today.
You need pumping up still, Frank?
Yes.
You need something to really get you juiced and going.
You have Rammstein. I need Liar Liar, Pants on Fire.
No one has ever needed that song.
I want
Blondie even did a version of it, and she didn't fucking need it.
I want you to play at least the first hook of that song.
All right, Frank, just for you. Here we go.
It's only a minute and it's change.
Yeah, I know. We're not playing.
Yeah! All right, Captain Kitten.
Why?
No!
Okay, that's the first hook, everybody. That's the first hook. Very good. Well, that's it. They said liar, liar. The first fucking word is the hook.
But Frank, I had a reason for playing the song.
What's the reason?
Don't you understand? Don't you get the bit?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that there was a reason. So do you want me to...
I didn't want to tell you about it because I was going to surprise you.
Oh,
okay. And you fucked up when I playing the song.
Well, then we'll get to the first part of the hook, okay? And then you'll continue, correct? Well, that'll serve. Hey, hold on.
Just play a minute of the song. It's a minute and change. Just play it. It'll take
that will serve two
by
purposes.
By the time we're arguing, he could have played it already. Are you aware of that?
I am aware of how time works. When you say a minute, I know that time could advance, and we could have done other things with that minute. For example, we could be talking about interesting things, or we could be playing top 40 from the suck era of music.
Five me up.
Okay, let's go back into our echo chambers and jerk each other off and listen to the fucking Castaways. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah!
Okay. Okay. All night, you know you've been bad. Okay. All right, Frank, now why are we playing this today? Okay. You're killing everybody in the listening audience right now.
They all like this song.
They fucking hate it because anybody who likes it is dead.
This is from 1965 or 65. It's a great song.
Yeah, anybody. It was out probably on fucking records that were able to spin in cars. Do you realize that the car record player was probably the new technology? Back then, Frank, what is it that...
I didn't know cars had record players. That's new to me.
Some of them did. There were special record players built for the road, my friend. Yes. Yes, indeed. Now, Frank, let me ask you something here. Why is it that you wanted to play this liar, liar song?
I just wanted to hear it.
You fucking dickhead. You seriously just wanted to hear it?
Yeah. So
you had no fucking reason.
I played you, fuckface.
You had no fucking
reason. None whatsoever. Look who's on the
you motherfucker. Well, Frank, can I ask you a question? Why is it that you need to listen to pure fucking audio shit to just feel fucking happy about where you are right now? What's got you in such a fucking snit that this is the only thing that'll bring you up?
I've had a very hectic day. You know, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I'm going to be on a plane in about 36 hours, and I'm very nervous and I'm scared. Mm. And I have butterflies.
You have butterflies in your stomach?
Yes.
Did you really, a man of 43, did you just say you have butterflies in your stomach?
I'm 39. Is that gay to say a man has butterflies?
It's 100% gay. I mean, are you getting,
well, what
do you have a lead in a school play and you're nervous?
What are you?
Are you 10 years old and you're going to be Romeo, you motherfucker?
What does a grown-up call it then?
Nervous. I'm nervous, I'm apprehensive. I don't like what's going on. You don't fucking need to make illusions with flowery-looking fucking insects. Jesus Christ. You don't... First of all, if you ever describe an ailment by using fucking dried-up bugs that people collect because they're pretty, it's a little bit gay, Frank. It is. Have you said this all your life?
Yes.
Now...
This is the first plane trial. Oh, I wanted to ask you a question. I think I had asked... Ow, oh, God.
Ow. What? What happened?
No, I'm just scratching my ass. I think I had asked somebody else this. When somebody asks you how many times you've been on a plane, do you count the round trip as one flight? In other words...
What? What kind of conversation are you in? Someone is asking you how many times you've been on a plane.
I was in a conversation with a man by the name of Mike from Queens.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak and his shit musical tastes. Who's this?
Hello, it's Neo.
Neo, what's going on, buddy? Good to hear from you.
Since we're talking about dog shit music and, well, music from this fucking Stone Age, I would like to request Bobby Vinton, Roses Are Red.
Yeah!
Roses.
See, Neo knows where it's at.
At least that was in a fucking movie.
Okay? Yeah, from 20 years ago.
Yeah, Frank, you can't talk about things being out of date because you're fucking... The song you told me to play it predates
you.
Know,
it's called retro, my friend.
Are you 75 years old, Frank? Do you need fucking a cane and some prune juice?
By the way, I ate a whole bag of prunes last night.
Jesus.
Proving my fucking point once again, you fucking old bastard.
Neo, let me ask you a question. You're a lover of music. Be honest with me. You don't like stuff like that? You don't... Everything with you has to be... You know, within the last 10 years?
Frank,
no,
Frank,
no,
you can you get into shit like that? Be honest.
Not some shit like from the fucking 50s.
Here's a good answer. Here's a better answer. Neo, I know you can find something that old that you can enjoy. But just because you can doesn't mean you need to find everything and claim you enjoy it. What I mean is, Frank liked the 80s forever. His whole thing was, I liked the 80s, it was the best time. So he liked everything 80s, listened to only things in the 80s, until someone sent him a song from the 60s, and now we're stuck arguing about intros like this. And anything with a fucking 6 in the decade is fucking just a masterpiece to you.
80s is passé.
Frank, you realize you could listen to old music and have it be newer than anything you've ever heard? Like, you can listen to shit from the 90s, 20-year-old music, and it's still pretty fucking good, and it's brand new to you. Instead, you chose to go from the 80s to the 60s. You went backwards. You're going to go, you'll find yourself looking for new music, and it'll have to be fucking Sticks on Rocks. You fucking relic.
He'll want all his women to curtsy.
Yes, exactly. So Neo, thumbs down to the Castaways, Liar, Liar.
Thumbs down to that, and thumbs down to fucking faggy quotes by Frank from the fucking Twitter, and thumbs down to anything Frank fucking says, because he doesn't know jack shit. Wow.
Excuse me?
Wow.
What are you talking about, quotes?
Both
because
barrels...
I want to have a little culture and say nice things on Twitter?
Neo's coming out with both barrels blazing, and one of them is his chest.
Oh!
I'm sorry, Neo. I don't mean to attack you. We're all making fun of the bald person who has no taste in anything.
Well, I got one last thing before I fucking leave.
Yes, go ahead.
Germ freak. Fuck you.
He just spit on you through the phone. It's a new thing to do, apparently. Very, very new, cutting edge thing. Yeah, you know, Frank, you do need some new music. It's apparent. The songs you suggest are just fucking terrible. I got something for you right here that it'll actually be... I think it's something that you'll like. Are you open for at least a new suggestion, something to listen to?
Go ahead.
I think it's right up your alley. Here we go. Pardon me. There we go.
It's not bad.
Yep.
Is this from The Tramp with Charlie Chaplin?
No, this is a Maple Leaf Rag. Played by Scott Joplin. Because you're going to be listening to this like it's the newest, greatest fucking thing. You're going to run out. Oh, God. Frank, you just completely...
You didn't answer my question.
What was your question?
About the plane travel. I don't know if you're aware, but I was on a little... I went out a couple weeks ago with a fellow by the name of Mike from Queens and Jen from Arkansas.
Yeah, and you know, the song that I played was dedicated to Mike from Queens. That's his favorite band. And he's always wanted to hear an intro with... a song played from that band, but you had to go and throw your fucking little hissy 5-year-old girl fit because, you know, Cousin Brucey had to fucking live on in our goddamn intro. So anyway, you met up with Mike from Queens and Jen from Arkansas?
She flew in from Arkansas just to meet up with me and have pizza.
Just to meet up with you.
Right.
That was the official business. Very
right.
Good.
And it was bitter cold that night. Let me tell you what a gentleman Mike Pristine is. Mike from Queens is. This guy, it was probably like 15 degrees that night. It was freezing. Okay?
Yeah.
This is what the gentleman he is. We went to a coffee establishment in Queens. I've never been to Queens. I drove to Queens, New York. I've never been there. He took me on a tour of Queens. I saw the neighborhoods and whatnot. But this is the gentleman. We went inside of the Starbucks coffee shop. We were finished with our beverage, and Mike said to me and Jen, "You guys wait in here where it's warm. I'll go start the car, warm it up, and pick you guys up." Now, what kind of gentleman is that?
He's a good guy. We all know he's a good guy, but you wanted to shit all over his intro. Mike is the most well-mannered and friendly individual you'll ever see, unless he finds out that you're looking forward to Project Natal Xbox 360, and then he'll fucking have to destroy you in a chat room. The thing about him is he's a very friendly and thoughtful guy. That's what, and he loves Sony products, obviously. So you went out there and you got a nice tour of his neighborhood.
I hear, living in the tri-state area, you hear, about lots of parts of Queens and Brooklyn. You hear about these parts in the news, and I've never been there, and he showed me some of these parts that I've never been to before. And I was just like a tourist just as much as Jen was from Arkansas. I was just as much of a tourist because I had never seen these areas as well. He gave me a little history. He took me on some tours, and I very much well enjoyed it.
So let me ask you, was this the first time, Frank, that you've ever been asked to go to Queens with Mike?
It's the first time I went to Queens, yes.
Was it the first time you were ever asked?
Ow, yeah.
It was not. He's asked you to go and meet up with him. However, it was the first time that he's asked that Jen was going to be there as well. So that was
the plan.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to meet Jen.
Yeah,
exactly. She's a loyal listener.
Yeah. Well, she is, Frank, but the fact is, Mike is as well, and the only time you go to see Mike is when Jen's around.
Oh, please. That's not nice.
You have a bit of a crush, and it's okay.
Right? Yeah, right.
What?
Yeah, I don't. I'm a happily married man.
Frank, it's just a little crush. It's not going to hurt anything.
Mm.
God. I can't even find that fucking song. You know a song is worthless when it's just one line that you remember and you have no idea who the artist is? I was going to have Z100's fucking top spinning hit of fucking 1996 on here just to really punctuate that little line there. So you went out there, Frank, and well, Mike puts on the manners, especially I would imagine for Jen, because not only cuz she's a woman, she's an attractive woman. And she's from the South. You have to live up to that Southern hospitality. They're very...
Apparently they still don't like us down there.
They don't like us? Who? You and me?
Northerners. She told me that really? A lot of them are still angry about the war.
So they're angry about a war from the 1860s?
Yeah. She says a lot of them, they call us Yankee fuckers or Yankee faggots and stuff like that.
Yankee fuckers and Yankee faggots because people they've never met were defeated by armies that were formed where we lived. You know what? If you're still jealous or upset over the Civil War, isn't that a racist thing? Isn't that a little bit... It's not even like pride for your area, your region. It's a little bit racist. You're arguing that, oh, we should have won. Why? What would you have gotten? Well, we could have still had slaves. That's a little bit of a fucking racist thing. Anytime somebody said... somebody hates the Northerners from the South, you got to think, this is a person that would love to have blacks in their yard. This is a person who would love to have slaves. I would never have thought that. I mean, I've been called a Yankee, but I think I thought it was just a casual thing. Oh, you're a dope. You're an idiot. You're a jerk. Something like that. But they have a real hatred. Is that the sense you got from her, Frank?
That's a sense I got, a bitter hatred. I didn't understand it. I wanted to broach the subject with you. I think Northerners would not say that they hate people from down south at all.
No, I love
the
South. We
find them very endearing and very charming. For some reason, they're bitter.
The South, it's incredible. I really enjoy it down there. Everything is very slow. It's at a lazy man's pace.
Are you calling Jen slow?
No, but just everyone that lives in her state.
Oh.
And it's really nice and relaxed. And that's why us efficient, hardworking Northerners go there when, we take a couple days vacation. We go to the South to relax and eat unhealthy food for just a little while and, be waited on hand and foot by slack-jawed yokels.
Excuse me?
What? People that park on their lawns and just have piles of tires with flames burning under them and fucking house pets on a spit. And, just the South, so endearing. And I really love it. It's charming. I would call it charming, Frank. Have you been to the South?
Well, I mean, I've never been to the Deep South is what now? When you say the Deep South, what does that refer to?
I would think
Florida is not the Deep South, is it?
I think parts of it are. I mean, it's about as far south as you can get, right?
Because Florida is really not considered to be, to me, it's not really not considered to be a southern state.
I hear deep south, I'm thinking like swamps, just insane humidity and heat. People that wear overalls with no shirt under it and only one of the fucking things hooked, you know? People with that keep open cans of beans in their pockets and shit. That's what I think. Kremlin is in the chat room here. He's a longtime friend. He says Florida is definitely deep south. I think the problem might be that you think Florida and you think glitz and glamour and Miami, but that's really just a fucking a speck on that terrible, terrible state.
You're calling Florida a terrible state?
That Florida is one of the worst states. I'm going to say that right now. The fact that your state is in different time zones, and you have to differentiate where you are from, saying, panhandle or peninsula.
Florida doesn't have different time zones.
Yes, it does.
It's all one, my friend.
No, it is not. When you're on the panhandle, you're in fucking... It's a different time zone.
Is it really?
Yes.
I was not aware of that.
Yes, it's terrible. It's just a nightmare of a state. Anywhere where you can wake up and have a fucking alligator in your lawn. If you even have a lawn. Just, you know, the idea that alligators are going to are a fucking hazard.
Well, Ken, you're calling the kettle black because you have bears in your neighborhood.
I call the kettle African Kedalian. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So you're talking about bears now. So you're saying
that they have alligators in their front lawns, but you have bears in your backyard.
Yeah, but they have fucking prehistoric creatures in their yards. A bear is a fucking bear. It lives in the woods, lives in the mountains. Goes about its business generally. It just doesn't sun itself on your fucking chaise lounge waiting to eat your fucking dog or child. It goes and looks, it, you know, dawdles around looking for some honey or some fucking tasty food that it could just shove its snout in. And then it goes about its business. If you fuck with it, it'll fuck with you. You cross its path between its young, it'll fucking kill you. You know, bears are not that big of an issue. They're not. Except when you get in a part of New Jersey where you go to someone's house and you see they have silhouette cutouts of bears. And then you know it's a big problem because they're doing something to keep bears away. Have you ever seen these, Frank?
No.
You've never seen someone with a yard that they just have two or three silhouette blacked out cutouts of a fucking bear.
That's what they're for, to keep bears away?
Yes, it's
a bear. Some type of floral lawn decoration.
No, because I've seen them as coyotes. I've seen deer.
Sometimes I'll see them as a cowboy.
Yes, they want to keep the cowboys off their lawn. It's so that the animal sees it and thinks that there's a rival animal there and then doesn't go on your fucking... It doesn't go on your lawn. Ken Moorhead checking in. He says he puts silhouette cutouts of fat chicks in his windows.
Oh, boy. Is that Ken Moorhead of Modern Alchemy?
Oh, Modern Alchemy's own Ken Moorhead. By the way, Frank, did you see his first video of the
year?
You
know, I got to be honest with you. I was deeply touched by his first video of the year. Now, it was not a mixology session.
No.
It was just him giving thanks. And he said some special kind words to me and you, and I was very, very... I was a little emotional about it, and I wanted to thank him.
Frank told me this, and he won't tell you guys. He cried a little bit.
I did. I thought you were going to say anything, but I did cry a little bit.
I'm gonna. Do you know how far into it was, Frank?
I think maybe it was his second toast or his second.
It was
toast.
Right off the beginning, right?
So yeah.
So if I started from the beginning, it's not gonna be bad.
I don't know. Somewhere.
Well, whatever. You go to kenmoorhead.com. That's KenMoorhead, and you can hear him let us know how great we are.
Welcome to your first episode of Modern Alchemy with Ken Moorhead.
Hold on. When he said that, he had such oomph, and he pointed to himself with double thumbs. With Ken Moorhead, he's got his tie on, he's dressed for New Year's. Guy, you know, the guy is the stand-up guy. And the things that he says about us, they're so nice. And they just make me feel like about as good as I think I am.
It was 2010. I'm actually getting ready to head out for New Year's Eve with some friends who wanted to be drinking some wine, ringing in the new year, but I promised I would have a video up January 1. Here we go. No cocktail tonight, just want to go through a few things. Obviously the site looks a lot different than it has for the past few months. I am really pleased with the design. I want to thank Amber Warman for her contribution of that beautiful cocktail graphic at the top of the page, and if you check out the link site info, and disclosures. There's a few more thanks to people who helped with the design process. Do want to mention, have my Twitter and Facebook fan page on the left side of the screen. Also, you can subscribe to the RSS feed for the blog.
Jesus, Ken, you know.
So that updates are pushed directly to the RSS feeder, RSS reader, rather. If you are one who uses,
I just want to. I want to hear him just say nice things about me and you, Frank.
2009 was a great year for me. Graduated from Ball State University in May with my degree in physics. Yes, I have a degree in physics. I'm a physicist. I'm not using that degree currently. I'm working for FedEx Express.
Okay,
the
hold
Express
on.
Express division.
You know
of
what?
The international shipping.
You can
company.
Go. You can go to KenMoorhead.com.
That's
And watch it. Be sure to watch his video. This is 9 minutes long. No disrespect to
right. It's coming up very shortly, I believe. But whatever. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I'm gonna scroll ahead and just see it.
To be employed, rather. I have a job and I'm great. By the way, I'm drinking the Belhaven Scottish Ale.
By the way, Belhaven, amazing.
Belhaven is a fantastic brewery.
I agree.
You check them out.
I agree.
I know I don't do too much beer here on the show, but
all right,
I do
Ken.
Love a good beer.
Sorry, Ken Moorhead. I just want to hear praise
for the year. Cripple Creek Barbecue.
It's right after Cripple
Creek,
Colorado. Oh, okay.
Ken, aka DJ New Style,
what?
In New Jersey.
That's me.
You guys have been fantastic since I've started this blog. You guys have been wonderful support, both friends and kind of helping me figure things out a little bit. Cripple Creek, John. I know you and I have kind of started this.
Back to the Cripple Creek guy. What?
He goes to the Cripple Creek just for a couple seconds.
Okay.
And then he goes back to us.
I'm not working for you yet.
All right.
You work for me.
If you say so.
I'm doing some fun stuff with Cripple Creek. I'm hoping to have a Cripple Creek drink featured here.
All day with the Cripple Creek.
Yeah,
what about me? What about me and you, Frank?
Cripple Creek crap.
Jesus. God almighty. Cripple Creek this. I like Ken. Cripple Creek. He said more about us, Frank?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
In a few weeks, I need to finish the ingredients for it. DJ New Style.
Oh,
I love the radio broadcast they do live Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. HearUsTalk.com. Huge fan of the show.
Elaborate.
You and Frank, the Germ Freak, are great guys, both of you.
Yes.
I know Frank likes to bust my chops. I love busting his. And I know you, Ken, have just closed on your first home. So big congratulations to you. That's a big step. And I wish you, all three of you, and your families, all the best. Fame, fortune, and happiness.
Thank you. I take it. I accept. Thank you very much, Ken Moorhead. KenMoorhead.com. To hear that, just go ahead, go to his January 1st video, right to the 3-minute mark, and wait until he stops saying Cripple Creek, and then you'll hear him praise me again and again. And after that, go ahead and watch his other videos. Very, very...
Now, Ken, I got a...
very, very, very interesting guy. TJ had to make some drinks.
A quick trivia a bit for you. Now, he is a Ken Moorhead is a graduate of Ball State University. What famous...
Did you say Ball State?
Ball State, B-A-L-L State.
Hmm.
What famous individual was also a graduate of Ball State University who is currently has a highly rated television show on the air?
Art Carney.
No, he is a none other... than Mr. David Letterman.
Wow.
He's a graduate of Ball State University. Isn't that right, Ken Moorhead?
Ken Moorhead, he everywhere in Ball's Deep University, as he calls it, there are shrines to David Letterman. So much that Ken Moorhead walks around with a Late Show varsity jacket, just hoping to lash on to some of the glory. Anyway, we had to give a little bit of a thank you to him. You know, he said a lot of, you know, kind things. You know, Frank, you said you were touched by that, and I didn't believe you. And then you played it for me, and I watched, like, the rest of his videos. I'm thinking, this fucking guy, we need more people like Ken Moorhead, people that are proud of their content, that are willing to kind of just network, share ideas, work with people. We need a lot more people in this world, in this, I guess, community like that. I think it's a very, very good thing. And, yeah. Oh my God. Veal Chop says that he thinks that there's a, or he heard there's a Letterman scholarship that he gives to straight C students at Ball State University. I bet you didn't know that, did you, trivia freak?
That I did know, yes.
Oh, you did know that?
Yes.
Well, you didn't say anything.
Well, I had to say every little fucking thing.
I'm sorry. Frank, why are you so cranky?
You know, I'm a little pissed off. My wife was supposed to get toilet bowl seat covers. I says, order toilet bowl seat covers to at least, you know, not make me as nervous going on this trip. By the way, I'm going on a trip.
Yeah, wait, so toilet seat covers. Frank, your usual protocol is to bring toilet seats with you.
I know, but my wife says it's forbidden. She's not going to bring a toilet bowl seat on the plane.
Yeah, she gets arrested or whatever.
And I asked my friend Ed the Masturbator McGrath, and he says that that would not be a good idea to bring a toilet bowl seat on the plane either.
No. You mean Ed the Letdown?
Oh,
McGrath?
Yeah. The big letdown, McGrath.
Ed, the disappointment, McGrath. Frank,
yes.
Frank, you told me something that you were very, very upset about.
Yeah, you know, he made this big spiel. He's bragging that he went to this fucking conference, this goddamn conference in Las Vegas.
Yeah, he went to the CES, and he was going to go to the AVN convention.
He was going to go to the adult video convention and get interviews and promos for the show. But the little baby decided not to go because it was too expensive.
Oh.
Yeah, he won about $500 gambling, but the prick couldn't go and get and follow through.
He can't pull a fucking leaf off the cabbage.
No.
Just to get something
just
done for
fucking
him. That's all right, Ed. That's all right. You know what he did? He probably got a prostitute with that $500.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that at a minute.
He probably got a prostitute. It's okay. I mean, let's see. First of all, he said he was going to get you free plane tickets, right?
Got nothing. Gave me nothing.
Okay. Then he said, in exchange, to make up for that, he was going to give you free drinks.
I got nothing.
We let him do his at-home HIV test,
right.
And it came back with negative results.
Right.
Just disappointment left and right.
And he said,
and now he's saying he would get all these introductions and production pieces from porn stars and this and that. What do we get? Nothing.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks.
Thanks, pal.
That's the sound of shit and farts. Thank you. Ed the Letdown McGrath. I appreciate that. But Frank, your wife is has got to be at the end of her rope with you.
It's a very
I want to let you know, I was ready to fucking drive down to wherever you live and just fucking slap you once right across your bald fucking face. Just as hard as I open hand fucking just yeah! Right across your fucking cheek. Leave a permanent fucking handprint the way you're talking to me.
It's.
Uh-oh. Frank, you're in trouble. 316-768-4472. Joining us on the show, Ed McGrath. Ed McGrath, everybody.
Hey, what's up, Letdown?
God, sorry about my poor timing. I was watching a very good hockey game that didn't turn out the right way.
Well, that's another thing you let us down on. So what's up, Ed?
Yeah, I did not do very well in Vegas as far as porn stars. Just in walking around, I think I might have seen some women in film, but unfortunately none that I recognized.
Look how respectful he is. Women in film, he calls
well,
them.
You didn't go inside the convention. All you did was see the straggler-ons,
what we
like to call the fluffers.
The fluffers?
Yes.
Do you know what a fluffer is?
Absolutely.
What is a fluffer,
is
Frank?
A fluffer is a woman who will just tantalize you and tease you before the big shebang.
So, Ed.
Isn't that correct, Ed?
So, Ed.
No, partly. I'll give you half credit on
I'll
that.
I'll tell you what. It's when you go, when a girl has a gangbang, and what happened is you have a lot of these horny fucks standing in line, and in order for their dicks to stay up, you'll have women that just like. We'll tease them a little bit. Isn't that correct,
Frank? You ever see a gangbang video?
Yes.
there's always the one guy wearing a mask, like his fucking like his fucking
that's
accounting,
Ed!
Like
that's
his
Ed!
Like his accounting job is gonna be jeopardized if he gets caught jerking off on this whore's face.
And I'm not gonna. This is no secret, but Ed told me he was actually considering participating in a gangbang. Isn't that correct, Ed?
Yeah, that is correct. But
really?
I did not do that.
Wow.
You mean you had some type of respect for yourself not to be part of a gangbang? I mean,
yes.
When you are part of a gangbang, that it's over.
Just wear the mask. Go in there
well,
with with a fucking slipknot.
But you ever see these gangbangs? The woman's got her mouth open, and she has there's like two dicks on either side of her mouth, and sometimes the dicks, they touch each other. The cum will touch the other person's cum dick. Well, it's vile.
There was a whole series of videos on eFucked, EFUKT.com, where it's like the dangers of porn or whatever that is. And it's basically like two dudes on one chick every video. And the one guy jizzes, misses the girl, and it goes all over the guy. Whether it's on the guy's dickhead, balls, or abdomen. Or face. There was one where it was even on the guy's fucking face.
What about when they have to? Sometimes they'll do it. They'll have a. They'll do it in the same hole. Yeah, their dicks are touching.
It's pretty bad. But Frank Veelchop from The Awful Hour, which I'm under the impression it's returning soon. He has something that says, "I thought Frank calls them pileups. Your term for this was pileups.
Pileups.
Oh, see, now this is where when you don't remember, that exposes you as a fucking liar.
I don't remember ever saying pile up. I've never used the word pile up ever.
Bullshit.
Even during an accident.
Bullshit. I command someone to find that clip and send it to me. Find the clip where he calls them pile ups. I guarantee you'd be pretty easy to find. Send it in. And Frank, if you're wrong, what will you do?
Fluff someone?
You will fluff seven people, including one Ed McGrath wearing a fucking Lone Ranger mask.
But Ed, you won several hundred dollars Las Vegas. You couldn't use that money to go to the convention?
200, Frank. It wasn't several hundred. It was 205.
All right. How much was it to get into the porn convention?
It was like over $100.
Found
money, motherfucker.
Well, you know, I seriously thought about it, and then I said, when I get back, that $200 buys me,
Have you already had one of your bitches since you've been back?
No, I have not. I was going to go today, but I was a little under the weather today.
Oh, my God.
So, Ed, you know, you could easily get Frank back right now.
You know what I just did just now? I was scratching the crack of my ass just now, and I got blood all over my hand.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Did you open a scab?
I think I opened the scab up, and I have blood on my hand right now.
How is it you have blood all over your hand? Is there an ass artery that you have open?
My ass crack is bleeding, so when I had scratched my ass, I opened the scab up, and it bled onto my hand.
So what are you doing with the blood? Are you just holding it so it doesn't fucking drip?
I'm holding my hand outright.
You know when a doctor's waiting for his gloves, he just fucking holds his hands up so nothing gets on them?
Right.
You're just holding them out. You're not going to wipe the ass blood off your fingertips?
It's just... it's dry now, so it's okay.
Why do you always touch your own ass?
I didn't touch... It wasn't...
You itched it and opened
it
up and it's fucking bleeding on
it
your fucking digits, you bald fuck!
I have a rash on the cheeks! I have a rash on the cheeks!
Wait a minute. Your ass cheek is bleeding?
Yes, I have a rash on
my
ass.
So wait a minute. When you say your ass is bleeding, it's not your asshole...
Well, that's bleeding too, but that's not what I scratched just now.
Jesus Christ, you're bleeding from two different parts of your ass. Don't you see this is a fucking problem?
Frank, can you review your ass cleaning regimen to the group?
Oh.
What
is it that you do?
No, I just, you know, I take a shower and I wash my ass.
A lot of people don't
wash their ass. Do you wash the crack of your ass, Ken?
Of course! Of course!
Wash the crack of your ass.
Do you really want me to vividly describe how
I wash
the crack of my ass? No, I take soap and a fucking rag and I wash my asshole. Is that what you need to hear, Frank, to get you through? And you know what? Here's another thing that you could fucking shoot for one day. When I do it, I don't bleed. How about that? That's a goal for you to have. Being able to wash or scratch your ass without getting fucking blood on your fingers.
Frank once told me he sticks the whole bar of soap into his anus.
Frank takes it to the V in ivory. Fucking deep.
What kind of soap do you use, Ed?
Frank gets into a...
Oh, he uses Dove soap. Is that a little gay?
Frank fills a tub, gets into a pretzel, and launches ivory soap to the other end. Just to see him sink and then float. When Frank is feeling particularly masochistic, he puts fucking lava soap in his asshole. That's why he bleeds all the time. He has a permanent fucking fissure. Oh, Jesus. Frank, just, you're overwashing your ass. You're drying out the skin in your ass. I don't, here's the deal. I don't want to know about your asshole. I don't. I'm not Donna. I'm not your mother. I don't need to know about these fucking problems. And the people that are listening to this right now probably don't need to fucking hear about this either. You just casually, as an aside, oh, you know what I did? I just scratched my ass. I got blood all over my hands. We were talking about Ed banging whores.
Oh, okay. That's a new topic.
Nah, I know. So, yeah. So Ed, thank you again for your empty promises.
Yeah, well, I tried. But one thing I will say is at the convention, the other convention that's there, it was all about the 3D televisions. And I thought that was pretty fucking cool.
3D televisions.
3D televisions. You put on glasses and it's 3D. I saw like four or five different brands.
What was the quality of the 3D?
Huh?
How was the quality of the 3D?
It was pretty good. There was one, I don't remember which one it was, that was pretty shitty, but I really liked the Samsung
JVC. That was the 3D scat porn movie. The really shitty 3D.
How great would 3D porn be? Oh, man.
It'd probably be as good as paying a couple $100 for somebody to fuck you and then leave, right, Ed?
You know, I might be able to cut down my trips with 3D porn.
Maybe. And then you'll be fucking tired of that. It's a vicious circle, Ed. You can just acknowledge this. I mean, we all started jerking off from, like, you know, pictures of middle-aged women in fucking bras in, like, the newspaper. Like, that's the first exposure you see, and then it just escalates until you're Ed just dreaming of a day when you can have a fucking 3D TV with a 3D porno on it. Just so you don't have to drop $500 a week on hookers.
Yeah, I think it was the JCPenney catalog that was the first one that I used.
Frank, your first material, go. Frank, are you there?
I don't know. People Magazine?
Sports Illustrated.
I don't fucking know.
The Red Grange issue. You fucking old bastard.
Popular Mechanics.
That sounds about right.
All
right,
Ed. Thank you. I appreciate
Sorry, guys.
It. You tried.
I'll
let us down. You failed. It's okay, though. We'll give you another opportunity.
Okay.
All right. Take care, buddy. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. Frank, why don't we take a break here? I'm just disheartened. You came, first of all, you started this whole process of doing the show off very poorly. You fucking yelled at me when I said, hey Frank, you know how we're doing that, you're trying to lose weight bit and you weighed in last week? What time do you want to weigh in? You go, I got to, do you know what I had to do today?
Listen, I said originally I wanted to weigh in every 2 weeks.
I got to work!
Every 2 weeks I wanted to weigh in.
So weigh in tonight. What's the big fucking deal? You have a scale? Go step on it and tell me the number.
Because, all right, I'll tell you what.
It better be accurate. Take a picture of the number.
I'm not taking a picture of the number. I'll weigh myself before the show is over.
Well, we're going on break. Why don't you weigh yourself during the break?
Okay.
You know what? I want Donna to weigh you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She's kind of busy tonight.
Why is she so busy?
Are you aware we're going on a trip? She's packing. And she's doing things.
And when is the flight?
The flight is 7 o'clock in the morning.
Tomorrow?
No. On Thursday morning.
Great. So, Frank, why didn't you pack today?
I have to finish my work first.
You have to finish all of your work?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you know, I don't know of a job that doesn't allow you vacation time.
No, I have to make sure... all my clients get their work before I leave.
I
That's
see.
What I'm saying.
Okay, so you're playing catch up. It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. Also on Heroes Talk, a show that likes to review the shows, Hate Us Talk. We'll talk more about them after the break. During the break, you'll hear a slight remix from their second episode. Bear in mind, they're not as technically up to date, you know, so it may sound a little choppy. But they get their message across. HearUsTalk.com, DJNewStyleShow.com. We'll be right back.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
Hello, and thank you for listening to the DJ New Style Show on HearUsTalk.com. Please tune in to all of our other fine programming, such as Best in Show Radio. They're live every Thursday night, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
I was on another whole plateau. I've moved into some other new area when I'm passing logs through my butt that are probably, I'm going to say 4 inches in diameter. 3.5 to 4 inches in diameter.
Can you not say logs? Because I don't want you to make this conversation gross.
Also, every Friday night, check out The What Show, 9:30 to 12:30 a.m.
And then also, a woman's menzies.
Menzies? What are you, 80 years old?
Wait, she's just sitting there bleeding? Or
it's just blood coming out of the vagina, trickling.
Drip.
What did you call it?
Menzies.
It's like what old people call it. What the hell is wrong with it?
So be sure to keep tuning in to the DJ New Style Show, Best in Show, and The What Show. Hear us talk. Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet.
The DJ New Style Show.
Ken is a lovely fellow, but he does have a couple of quirks. He gives into his womanly needs far too much. Like, say, buying a dog and dressing the dog up in colorful, bright costumes, and taking the dog and hugging him up like he was his bestest friend in the whole wide world.
Like, I've had the pleasure of listening to some of the old episodes before Frank and before, you know, the current episode that we call DJ New Style. And for a man that's pushing 30, you know, it just sounds like death is approaching. I think years are being taken off from his life. You could tell it was a bit that Frank was trying to bring up and start. And so Ken throws up a volleyball shot. So, you know, kind of, hey, here, set it up, whatever. And he just ends the conversation with whatever. And you could see, through the radio, you could feel his blood vessels bursting in his eye sockets.
Frank believes that all he has to do is show up. Frank's probably want to come up with a lot of ideas. But his problem is there's no follow through.
Yeah, his interviewing style would be probably like that of a corpse.
Apparently, he's a man of 45, and yet he has no idea how the world works, how he's constantly having anal problems. I don't know what 45-year-old man has anal leakage problems. It's unheard of. I can't understand it.
Yeah, or was it? It's funny when you go back and look at the shows and like you said, trying to provide an introduction to people who are listening to this and saying, "What is the DJ New Style Show about?" And after looking at last week's episode, it's about death. It's about shitting, getting old, juicy pants, shitty diners. Syrup in packets, and pretty much pissing in the shower.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hey, this is Mike from Queens, and you're listening to the DJ New Style Show because you're pathetic. If you want to know what real men do, get in your underwear, get on the PlayStation Network, and eat microwavable foods.
Hold on, I'm rolling over things and becoming larger. Okay, I'm back. Welcome to the DJ New Style Show. DJNewStyleShow.com. 316-768-4472. That's the number to call if you want to get on the show. That's 316-768-4472. Frank, I hope you had a delicious and lovely break.
Let's make this this weigh-in as quick as possible.
So Frank is going to weigh in. Last week, we had Jeff weigh in with you.
Yeah,
I don't
I think
know if
Jeff's sleeping.
Yeah, he's not going to do that now. He's probably giving up. But last week, he weighed in at 202. You weighed in at a stout 216.
Which was a lot less than many people had anticipated.
I was going to go 275 at least.
No, really. You said you were going to go, what, 225?
Eh, maybe. You know, I was being nice. But 216 is what you weighed in last time. And you said you didn't want to weigh in tonight because you went nuts, right?
You ate a little bit. You had a stomach full of food.
Yesterday I hadn't eaten all day, and I had a
Oh, wait, you cheated a little bit yesterday?
I don't know if you call it cheating if it's the only thing I ate all day.
So you were hungry, you were...
Yeah, I went to...
What, were you getting a little woozy or something like that?
I went to a couple fast food restaurants yesterday.
A couple? You went to a... Is that Donna I hear in the background? Oh, shit, she doesn't know about this, does she? Oh, God damn it, that's the best.
I went to Wendy's, Burger King, and McDonald's yesterday.
You went to three fucking places in one day?
Yes.
You are a person who's trying to lose 20 pounds before June.
And you it was a minor setback.
And okay, so what, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? You spaced it out through the day?
It was all dinner.
So you went to Wendy's and it wasn't enough?
I went to Wendy's and ordered I ordered a double hamburger. No cheese.
Okay, well, that's okay.
No, 100 calories for cheese. No mayonnaise. I ordered a double hamburger, okay?
Okay.
I swear to God, they gave me a bacon cheeseburger.
Oh, so they gave you the wrong thing.
Right, so giving me a bacon cheeseburger is like giving an alcoholic a drink. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So they gave you the wrong thing, so you went to, like, Burger King to get the right thing because it was on the way.
Well... I mean, I did eat the bacon cheeseburger while I was going to Burger King.
So then you go to Burger King and it didn't fill the hole enough for you.
It didn't fill the hole. I got a double hamburger at Burger King, and that didn't fill the hole. So then I went to a double hamburger at McDonald's.
Jesus. So you had something from each of the big three.
Yes.
Which did you prefer?
Do you realize I'm talking right now? I would say Wendy's is pretty much bar none. Their meat is very flavorful and thick and juicy.
So you do realize that, you know, this isn't something you should be doing when you're trying to lose weight,
I hadn't eaten since the night before.
Wow. Well, okay. That's good.
All right. Let's just weigh myself here,
What are you slapping? I hear slapping noises.
My hands.
Oh, okay. So you're going to weigh in. Last time you weighed in completely nude...
Yes.
Are you completely nude right now?
I cannot be completely nude because otherwise the blood will drip on the rug. So I have to put my underwear.
You have to have swaddling clothes so you don't stain the rug.
Yes. Donna, what does my underwears look like right now? Are they?
They're stained with blood.
See? So if I take my underwears off, I'll bleed all over the floor.
Jesus Christ.
All right, you ready?
Okay, so here's the big weigh-in for week two.
All right, here it comes.
Doesn't take this long. Frank is staring in awe at the scale. Oh, no. All I hear is laughter from Donna.
How much do I weigh? I was 216 last week. How much did I lose?
220. You gained pounds.
Oh, shit. 220.
Frank.
It's a minor setback. It's just a minor setback. It's just a minor setback.
Oh, you poor bastard. Frank, you are hooked. You understand that? Can I speak to Donna for a second? Give Donna the headset.
I want to talk to you. Go ahead. Make it quick.
Donna.
What?
Donna, first of all, I hope you have a great time on your vacation.
Oh, thank you.
Second of all, how disappointed are you in your husband?
I am very disappointed.
Did you know that he went to three fast food restaurants in the span of 10 minutes?
He did tell me, but reminding me of it was just disgusting. He has no willpower. I don't know how he's going to do this, but he has to do it.
He has to. He's up 4 pounds from where he started, and he's already a couple weeks into this.
Yeah.
So do you think he's going to do it, Donna? Yes or no?
I do.
Yeah, you do not, and you just want to motivate
him. Some in Disney with walking, I think. As long as he's not walking around with ice cream in his hand.
They do sell turkey legs there. You understand that? He's going to be carrying several turkey legs.
Just keep him away
from the snacks.
I'm going to try.
And water.
Because I eat healthy, so maybe he'll follow suit.
And you prepare his meals, right?
I do. I prepare him good meals.
And has he complained about any of these yet?
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, what were some of the complaints?
You know, just things that don't taste good, or, you know, what's this crap? You give me the same thing every night. You know, he pushes it aside and goes and stuffs bread in his mouth. You know, and makes a big scene about it and tells his mother, I had bread for dinner. Donna made some crap. It was supposed to be healthy. It's not. You know.
So he actually goes and runs to his mom.
Yeah.
And she...
And sometimes I make him my soup. And yeah. You like my soup.
I gotta say, that soup was the best Panera soup I've ever had in my life.
And no, he pushes I'm sick of your soup.
I'm messing with you. That soup is the best chicken noodle I've ever had.
I know.
Second
tell
to my grandmother's. Second to my
and
grandmother's.
And it's good for you. It and is. It's healthy.
Except for the sodium and everything. It's very good.
It's still better than a burger.
It's better. Not just one. One would be better. However, it was three. With fucking a collective of five patties.
I know, so. And he thinks because he didn't have cheese on it, that makes all the difference.
It saves 100 calories. A slice of cheese is 100 calories.
Okay. Donna, again, have fun on your vacation. I eagerly await the next weigh-in. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you got a lot to get ready. Good luck, and let's give it back to Frank. Donna, okay. I really appreciate all you've done, even
Thank
though Frank
you.
Doesn't. Give me a little right. bit of a round of applause.
All right. It was just a... Listen, Ken, it was just a minor setback.
You gained 4 pounds. You gained 4 fucking pounds. Okay, maybe... You know what? Maybe you gained 10, but really... You lost 6. You know, you gotta find some kind of a silver lining here. What are you doing...
Oh, my God.
What are you doing to try to lose weight, Frank?
Well, a couple of days during the week, I walked several times throughout the neighborhood.
How far did you walk?
I took the garbage out.
So you walked to the driveway, the end of the driveway, and walked back.
No, I actually did walk the beginning of the week. Last week, I actually walked, how many miles it was, I don't know. I don't even, you know, I just walked several times around the neighborhood. And it was freezing cold, so I thought I did a good job.
If it's any consolation, blood is a pretty heavy substance. So maybe we could just say that maybe you have 4 pounds of blood-logged underwear on. Maybe that's what it is. Because last time you did have, you were nude when you were weighing in, and now you had bloody, soaked, stained underwears. So, who knows? So you walked less than a mile twice a week. You'll probably lose 20 pounds by next Christmas. You need to exercise.
You know, we joke and joke and joke, but I do want to lose the weight, and I just have to get the willpower to do it, you know?
Maybe you could find someone on an excellent chat service called ICU2. That's ICU2.com. Frank, do you understand that this is the leading edge of adult chat? It's the leading edge of video chat. You can go in there, play games, and speak to people and be face-to-face anyplace. ICU2.com. You know what, Frank? They probably have people on there that can help you with your ass problem, with your weight problem. But you don't know until you try it out. Go to ICU2.com, download it, try it. It's free to try. We're talking about last year's People's Choice Award winner for internet communication. ICU2. Go on there, Frank. Maybe someone can help you out. But they're going to tell you the same thing. They're going to tell you that you need to work out. You need to exercise. Just eating a rice cake is not going to solve your fucking problem when when it's inevitable that you're going to break down and have fast food. You don't have any willpower. Donna said it. You said it.
My whole life, for the majority of, for my first 20 years or so, I was a thin individual. I mean, you've seen photographic evidence of it. And during my first 20 years, I could eat whatever the hell I wanted and never gain an ounce.
Well, you realize, Frank, that the first 20 years, you've lived healthy, and the other half of your life, you've lived unhealthy. So it's going to be pretty soon that you can't even look back to that as being how you used to be, because you will have spent most of your life the way you are. Do you understand that? You will have spent most of your life overweight. In a year. You got to do something about this. You have to do something about this. Are you okay? did I just fuck your world up here? I mean,
I know it. I know I do. You're not telling me anything different. So here's the deal.
You don't have any willpower.
I have none.
So you need to build in the fact that you're going to collapse and eat fast food. You need to work out hard for like an hour every other day and just do it forever. And you'll probably lose that weight in no time. If you cut out the unnecessary shit like sodas and ice creams.
I drink diet soda.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't fucking matter. It's still bad for you. Yeah, Goatweed says you should buy a Bowflex. So, I say don't buy anything, Frank. Just go get a fucking gym membership, get out of the house, and work out somewhere. You should just do that. If you really want to get serious about this and you really are concerned, you got to do something. Because you're just going to keep... Your graph of losing weight is going in the opposite direction right now. You need to leave your house. Can you leave your house?
Yes, I can leave my house, okay. but I have to, you know, figure out what, sure.
I mean, you're never going to stop making dumb moves. I mean, you were telling me something that you got irritated on the road and you had a little bout with road rage, right? I mean, like, these are dumb things you can expect to happen. Yeah, you're going to go to a fucking 3 fast food places in a day. It's going to happen from time to time. And do you want to tell the story before you got into some kind of a spat while driving?
No, I mean, somebody, I was just driving and somebody, decided to make a left on the red light when I had the right of way and then they laughed at me.
Oh, so they laughed at you. That was the key.
Yes.
Not that they did something wrong. They looked at you and they laughed.
Well, they giggled because they think they got one over on me.
Or they saw something amusing to them. And so what did you do, Frank? Did you beep at them or something like that?
I just flipped them the bird.
And when you say them, who did you flip off? Because I know.
She was like an 8-year-old girl, I think.
Yeah. Congratulations. You're a fucking monster. You flipped off a child.
Well, the child, it was her mother who did this to me. So the little girl laughed at me. So then I just flipped her the bird. And then she was giggling at me, so I gave her the finger.
The kid is in a fucking car seat or strapped in, no control over the vehicle. Your issue is with the mother, but you flip off and probably mouthed words to her through the windshield. Then you said something to her too. You probably said, "I'll go fuck off."
No, I just the windows were closed. Whatever. I just, the first instinct is to give somebody the finger. That's the first instinct when you have road rage. It's like automatic reaction. You give somebody the finger.
No, I yell fuck.
Isn't that what you do?
I yell fuck. I don't need to go and show somebody something. I yell fuck. And if I get their attention by them seeing that I'm irate, then I'll mouth words to them. I might pull this fucking thing over, buddy. I'm a maniac. Yeah. I got an ice scraper. Like I have no ability to do anything. But I'm yelling, "Oh, fuck you. Fuck your mother, you fucking asshole." It's always fuck and then something.
I wish death upon people who cut me off.
Sometimes I don't even use volume. I just make it look like I'm shouting. Because I just don't want to hear myself scream and yell. So I just make it... Like, you just make a big display of it. But, anyway. You flipped off and yelled and glared at a child that had nothing to do with the problem that's bothering you. You need to get by
it's
these...
It's called collateral damage, my friend.
It's not collateral damage. It's you not getting the attention of the driver, so somebody has to pay. Collateral damage is when you actually get someone, but someone has to pay. You were unable to get someone, so you shot anyway. And happened to be a fucking child. Frank, are you able to even have a normal situation with anything? Let me ask you something. Can you go to the grocery store? Can you go to a job site? Can you go to the bank and just not be fucking irritated by somebody? Is there anything you can do?
I went to the bank. It's funny you mentioned. I went to the bank. This is what aggravates me, okay? I went to the bank yesterday or the other day or whatever. And, you know, you give the person the information so they see who you are. And they address me by my first name. They're like, hello, Frank. Can I help you, Frank? And I was very insulted and taken aback by that. You don't call me by my first name. You call me Mr. and then my
Mr.
last
name. Mr. Germ Freak.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, customer service people, they shouldn't be addressing you by your first name. I mean, does that bother you or you don't give a shit?
You know what? I don't give a shit, but what does bother me is when they ask permission to call me that. May I call you, Ken?
Have you ever denied
I didn't call you to form a fucking friendship with you. I want to get this fucking shit done. I don't mind when they call me Ken or when they say Kenneth or whatever. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. Don't ask me for permission to call me something. You know what? But I'll tell you one thing, Frank. You don't like being called Frank by someone you don't know. But have you ever been called Mr. Frank?
Mr.
Frank, your table.
On occasion, I've been called that. But
I like that.
I like it too. It's very endearing and charming. But the thing, it's very subservient when somebody calls you Mr. Frank.
And then you usually get pancakes or fried eggs or something. It's always like a diner hostess or waiter, and they're usually Hispanic or from some other foreign land. But it's always very nice. It's disarming to call someone Mr. First Name and Smile. Mr. Frank, you are an asshole. Mr. Frank, you're a jerk-off. It's nice. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't. But customer service people, I can't express to you how fucking furious customer service makes me. Frank, you're going on a trip as well. Yeah, I am going on a trip.
You are?
I am going on a trip.
Where are you going?
You're going to Florida, the southeast corner of the country. I'm going to the northwest corner, Seattle, this weekend.
You're going to the Pacific Northwest?
Yes, I am.
You're going to Seattle this weekend?
Yes, I'm going to the land of Jay Kling.
Wow.
I'm going to visit some of Amanda's family, her brother.
Now, who's Amanda?
You fucking got me again. Amanda is my girlfriend.
Okay.
And we're going to go see her niece. Her brother had a child in October, and I didn't get to see it. She got to see it, but they didn't see her for Christmas or whatever. So whatever it is, it doesn't matter. I don't need to tell you my fucking entire story here. What I do need to tell you is that I made the mistake, and I'm going to say mistake, of using Priceline.com.
That's Captain Kirk's company, isn't it?
Some of you who have been following me on Twitter may have seen, by the way, twitter.com/DJ New Style. You can get Frank at twitter.com/TheGermFreak. If you've been following me, you've probably seen that I've been cursing Priceline, basically assaulting William Shatner, who probably is, you know, not a concern in the world for Priceline, even though they use his dumb fucking rug-covered head, put him in a fucking karate pose and tell me how fucking great the deal's going to be. They actually have a picture of him throwing a fucking ninja star. You understand how fucking terrible that is? William Shatner in a fucking suit pretending to throw a fucking ninja star. Anyway, so usually you go there, Frank. Are you familiar with the site? Do you know how it works?
All I know is you name your own price.
Yes, but you don't have to. They also have deals on travel, and you can just use it like any other site.
And you've traveled before, and you're pretty savvy, so I'm sure you got a great deal.
Yeah. I'm very savvy, is what I'm saying yes to. However, what I was able to do is book a flight from Newark Airport to Seattle, and as I hit submit with all my information, I get an error page that says, oh, an error has occurred on our website. For more information, call the customer service line. So I get an email that provides me my number, my request number. I call Priceline customer service. I enter my number. I enter my fucking phone number that I gave them. I enter my name. And 20 minutes later, I'm brought to the option for me to speak to somebody and explain my issue. Frank, the issue is that when the site crashed, something happened, and my flight from Newark was a flight from JFK. So I'm thinking, okay, this has to be a simple mistake. They could probably fix it. I'll call them up. 20 minutes later, I'm being transferred to somebody. I get on the customer service thing. I'm talking to somebody, and they say, Mr. Ken! Now, you think that would be good, right? I expect a diner platter. I expect some kind of nice table, you know, sunlight, a good feeling to wash over me. However, I'm wrought with fury. Mr. Ken, how can I help you? Then they said my last name. I said, okay. I explained my whole thing. And they say, okay, can I hold you on for 1 minute, please? Yes, sure, you can hold me on. 30 seconds goes by. They come back. Okay, Mr. Ken, now I'm thinking everything's all handled. And then slowly it unfolds and I see the scam at work. Okay, Mr. Ken, I'm working on your case. Is it okay if I put you on hold for another quick minute? Okay. I'm on hold. 30 seconds later, they come back. Okay, I'm still working on your case. I wonder if it could be, if I could put you on hold for another quick minute. So apparently a quick minute is 30 seconds, because Frank, when I tell you 50 times they did this to me, I have to be underestimating.
Well, why didn't you say to them, no, I don't want to be on hold?
I eventually said, put me on hold as long as you fucking need, but stop asking me. The point is, they do this because they want people to hang up. Or they want people...
Think so? Are you really think so?
That's my personal opinion. They do that so people will hang up, so their cell phone batteries will die, they'll disconnect, they'll get frustrated and not call back. But eventually I waited, I got somebody, I explained my whole situation, I said, your website crashed, your computer crashed. No, your fucking website crashed, and it booked me at JFK. Okay, well, there's nothing I can do, everything is fine. Like, you're going to cancel it, and you're going to book another one for this. Okay, I'll cancel. That's fine. We can do that. The cancellation fee from the airport is $200. Our cancellation fee is $45. But the good news, the good news is if you book with us again, we'll refund you the $200. So I'm thinking, okay, well, I paid this amount. You're keeping $200. You're keeping another $40. I have to rebook because of your mistake, and I'm being charged the $40 because I'm not getting that back. And then I found out that the rental car that they booked me, that I didn't even ask for, $70, not getting that back. $110 fucking dollars I had to pay for their fucking mistake. Do you understand how fucking furious I am?
Yeah, I understand. You've been had, and it's an embarrassment to you.
Never, ever, ever think that you will ever use Priceline. I plead with you. I know.
Just because you had a bad experience, you know, you cannot... Because didn't you say your girlfriend had a good experience one time?
She had a good experience one time, yes. But the minute you need customer service, this is what's going to happen. You know, what are the tricks that you pull out when you deal with customer service, Frank? What are the tricks? You say, okay, let me speak to your manager. Or you ask for their badge number. When you exhaust all possibilities of getting helped by a person, you pull out these tricks. First the badge number, and then the can I speak to your manager? And they say, I can't transfer you to my manager. And then I say, well, what the fuck do I do now? Give me to someone else. They give me to someone else. Let me speak to your manager. I cannot transfer you any higher. So I'm thinking, what the fuck? I'm getting fucked here. So now I think, I'm thinking... My only option is to stop payment on the credit card. And I don't know if this is the right move. I don't want to steal from them. I'd like to use the tickets. I just don't want to pay for the other one. That's it. I got fucking scammed. I got absolutely fucking scammed.
You got scammed, and the problem with you is the fact that you have to always be so sure of everything, and it's good to see once in a while somebody like you get scammed. It makes me feel good.
I can navigate a website. Believe me. I know I picked fucking Newark. I know I picked fucking Seattle. Seattle was correct, but it changed Newark to JFK. First of all, it's not even a good site. It's just not a good site when you can put one airport in and be offered this other one, and nothing from the one you wanted. It's bad when you get it to pick the one you want, and it says you purchased something else. So, Frank, I'm going to be paying My Priceline discount on this trip is a negative $100 because the flight that I had to book, negative $100. Yes, that's right. I'm paying $100 more because the flight I had to book was more expensive than the original one, and they kept money from me canceling the other one. So
how do you feel?
I feel like I got fucked. I feel like my asshole's bleeding. I feel like if I weigh myself, I'd have to leave my underwear on lest the tiles or rug get stained. It's just fucking, it's just terrible. Absolutely fucking terrible. People are saying, use American Express. Well, guess what? I'll do it next time, but I won't do it at fucking Priceline. I'm not going to do business with these people. I need to know that there's a fucking, that I can speak to a fucking human. I'm at work screaming into my cell phone. I'm usually very reserved at work. I'm screaming into my fucking cell phone. I'm explaining. I said, your fucking site broke. And I have to fucking pay for it. Do you understand? Sir, I understand. I understand. He keeps telling me he understands. At one point, I literally told the guy, I said, just do me a favor and repeat after me. I don't understand what you're talking about. Sir, I don't I said, just say, I don't understand what you're talking about. Say that to me. He goes, okay, sir, I don't understand what you're talking about. Thank you! I fucking screamed at the guy. All I wanted him to do was just fucking just tell me that he didn't know. Because he didn't. And he didn't give a fuck. Frank, that's how they make their money. That's how they're a $200 a fucking share stock. Priceline is worth $200 a share. It's a fucking scam. I'm sure there's somebody with a Priceline shirt on now cutting fucking axles off a Camaro. Fucking terrible goddamn organization. I got fucked on a company that was popular in 2002. And apparently the move to do now, Frank, you go direct to the airline. I don't fly enough. I should have asked Ed McGrath, but I didn't. 316-768-4472, if you want to call the show. Joining us on the line, Foundry Music Jeff from The What Show. What's going on, Jeff?
Oh, good morning, Jeffrey.
I just had a really, really productive meeting. I think we got a new sponsor, dude.
Yes?
Yeah.
What's the
Priceline.com?
Nice!
Is our new sponsor on Hear Us Talk.
Yes, I want $40. I want that's all I want.
Stated though, not to say anything bad about the network. So in the future, just make sure you guys, anything positive, keep the positive about the network. Nothing negative.
I'll tell you right now.
Very important.
I would have Priceline as a sponsor for anything I did, but I wouldn't have them on Hear Us Talk. I would gladly accept any amount of money to encourage people to go there and get fucking took. Get fucking taken for all your fucking money and use Priceline. Go suck my fucking balls.
Kenny, if you think I shed one tear for you for believing the pitch of William Shatner, think again.
It wasn't the pitch. I didn't even name my own price. I went on there. I went on kayak.com, and I searched for flights, and it said this was cheaper, so I went there, it fucking changed my airport, and I got fucked. I got fucked in the end, so I'll never use them again.
Why wouldn't you directly go to the source? Why wouldn't you go directly to the airline? It doesn't make sense.
You want to get a fucking deal. I don't know. I'll fucking do it from now on. You didn't even buy your fucking ticket, Frank.
But I know my wife went directly to the airline, and this is the first time she's ever done it.
Well, I'll do it next time.
It bit you in the ass, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it did. It did, Jeff. Have you ever been fucked over with plane tickets, Jeff? Is this something that ever happens to you? I can't be alone.
I mean, I've been fucked over come time to go on the plane and, you know, delays and whatnot, but, you know, I've never been fucked over prior to that.
Man, I don't know. And the worst is, now, I usually fly nonstop. Now I have a fucking layover. None of the fucking affordable flights were nonstop. I got fucked at all turns. I'm going to have to sit in fucking Chicago airport for like fucking 3 to 4 hours.
Well, you like Chicago.
Yeah, I don't like sitting in a fucking airport looking at a Hudson News like an asshole.
Maybe you can get like a Chicago pizza while you're there.
Yeah, yeah. The ones they have in the fucking airport are all the rage. Fuck.
At least you're getting out of town. That's a positive thing.
Yeah, so what's up with you, is. Jeffrey?
It is.
I'm going to be stuck here probably for the next 2 years. Not going anywhere anytime soon.
Why don't you just pick up and go somewhere? You're a young guy, Jeff. You got the world by the balls.
I have no money. I have no wallet.
Oh. Well, maybe you shouldn't have had so many lobster dinners. You fucking pissed it away, didn't you? Just fucking throw it down with the rest of the shells.
Let my story be a lesson to everyone. Cut down on the lobster dinners.
No lobster dinners. And also, $80 steak night when you're feeling down, not a good idea when you want to save money.
It really is.
I'm feeling a little bit miffed.
Well, a good $80 steak.
Well, Jeffrey comes from a family of dinks. What's
God,
that?
Frank, don't
income,
fucking
no
say it again. Don't.
Pardon?
First of all, I hate when people say an acronym and then read out what it means.
Right, because you didn't know what it was.
No, because you're trying to act as though it's something brand new that you invented.
Right.
But it's not. Do you understand that the first time I heard it was maybe 15 years ago. Jesus Christ. It's been around long before that, too. And
what was the acronym?
It's called DINK.
What you are is a DINK, which is double income, no kids. Mwah! Fucking terrible.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid, Frank.
Yeah. Frank, you know what you are? You're a fucking twink. You're a bink, a bald twink. Jesus Christ. Well, Jeff, you know, I guess the salad days are over, and you're now on hard times. Welcome to the restaurants.
Like I told you last night, my wallet was stolen around LaGuardia Airport.
I didn't know this. What happened, Jeff? I don't know what's going on here.
Jeff was leaving Red Lobster.
I was filling up my tank at a gas station right outside LaGuardia, and like an idiot, I placed my wallet on top of my roof so that I could operate the machinery because it was very cold. Put one hand on the dispenser and the other one in my pocket.
Huh.
And forgot it was there. And got back in my car and drove away with the wallet still on top of my vehicle.
Was it still there?
It wasn't stolen, Jeff.
I got there about 10 minutes later. And yeah, it was gone.
So
and, you know, I'm thinking maybe there'd be one kind soul around the LaGuardia area that would wait around with my wallet and be like, hey, man, it's happened to me before. I totally, sympathize with you. Here you go.
Yeah.
And then, we go out for a beer or something, and then we'd be best friends for life.
Yeah, this isn't but Family Matters.
Jeff, you're saying
opening up mortgages in my name.
Really?
You're saying it was stolen. It wasn't stolen.
Wait, people are opening up mortgages in your name?
No, he's surmising that that's what they're going to do.
Okay. My
license and social security card is in there, so they have all they need to, you know, do whatever it is they need to do.
Jesus.
So I'm really happy about that.
That's
so now
great.
I gotta sign up for one of those $9.99 a month credit watch things and, you know, MyFICO or whatever, so I could find out whether or not, you know, someone's trying to open up shit. It's just a pain in the ass. But the bright side is my $100 rebate from my Droid purchase from Verizon came today. So now I have $100 to spend.
Very good.
Buy a new wallet.
Yes.
Cards arrive within the next.
So why don't you run down New Jersey again and the fact that we don't have to pump our own gas. I never lost my wallet on the roof of a car because I never leave. Never leave!
I want to just give everybody a tip who's listening to this broadcast right now. This is what most people should do. A lot of people, when they have wallets and stuff like that, pocketbooks, wallets, they don't remember what's in it. I mean, at least I don't know exactly every single card that's in my wallet. You should photocopy everything that's in your wallet. This way, when you lose it, you'll have you'll know exactly what it is and have all the phone numbers and everything. Isn't that a good idea?
Well, what if you take something out and then now you have to update that photocopy?
Whatever. You photocopy everything that's in your wallet, all the credit cards. This way you know exactly what's there. You photocopy everything, and you keep it in a safe place. I think it's a great idea. It's something that I discovered many years ago.
Well, thank you.
Why would you do that, though? I don't understand.
Because I have stuff in my wallet, you know, credit cards and stuff like that. I don't remember everything that's in my wallet, so I'll know what companies to call to cancel the cards because I'll have a photocopy of it. If I don't have the photo, if I don't have the credit card, then how am I going to know?
I don't understand why you need a visual reproduction of what's in your wallet instead of just keeping a list.
I don't know about you guys, but
I think having a photocopy is better because it's right. It looks exactly like what you have.
I hope I never lose my wallet. God, fucking Jeff, you're the only ska person that would ever fucking not get that reference. I'm sorry. It's a Boston.
I have no idea what you're
talking
about.
It's a Boston song, Jeff. I'm looking to you for ska guidance. So you
I
lost
don't know
your
what
wallet.
You're talking about.
It's all right. You lost your wallet. You're delirious. Your identity's about to be stolen.
I have $100 to spend. I just went to the movies with my wife, and now I have fucking $10 to spend. God damn, it's expensive.
Well, good luck to you, Jeff. All right. You know what? I don't know that I should be doing it right now, but I think I'm going to go out and have some lobster. Frank, let's go out and have lobster before you go on a trip. And just toast to Jeff.
And the fact, if you see a guy with a big fucking Costanza wallet full of maxed out credit cards, it's on him today.
You have the huge wallet, the meatball wallet?
Dude, I had everything in there. I had fortune cookie fortunes that like had some poignant meanings to me personally.
Oh, shut up.
Ticket stubs.
Poignant meaning? Cards. You will overturn the rock of fortune. Yeah.
Now, this memory though, I have my big ass card from like almost 15 years ago.
Aww.
Or whatever.
Oh, it's gone, and it's all gone.
I'm gonna miss that wallet.
Well, you know what? You fucked up. You didn't get your gas in New Jersey, and you lost it. Anyway, Jeff, hey, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling in. The What Show, 9:30 to 12:30. PM to AM, Friday nights, Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com.
Later, guys.
Thank you very much. How about that, Frank? How about it? Frank?
My trip to Queens to visit
Mike. I'm sorry, what did you say?
My trip to Queens to visit Mike. I was nervous because when I left to go there, I was in a quarter of a tank, and I realized that I was almost below E once I got into New York, and I was panicking because I was afraid because I don't know how to get my own gas. So I was a basket case.
A what case?
A basket case.
You said basset case.
So Mike,
you were a case of hounds.
Mike told me that there is a gas station indeed that will give you full service, and I utilized that gas station. So he was a lifesaver.
Wow, very good. Very good. I take my hat off to him. Frank, I am a homeowner, as we know. We talked about that last week.
We were talking about the housewarming party you're gonna have.
No, we're not. I'm not having one. I discovered my neighbor shoveled my driveway and my sidewalk the first snowfall, and I never got the chance to thank him. I feel like I should go and reach out and thank him, but every time I'm over there doing work, it never occurs to me to go knock on his door or something like that, and I never bump into the guy. And so I'm thinking maybe he's got a bad impression of me now. And so it snows after that, and I noticed that he didn't go even a fucking centimeter off his off his fucking sidewalk over onto mine. He left it all covered. I think maybe he might be miffed or what, I don't know. But
the last snowstorm, I had surmised that my neighbor had shoveled the public walkway, but I was too much of a jooch, if you will, or a buffoon.
A jooch? Did you just
say? A
jooch. It's chooch.
Chooch?
Yes. Donkey.
Fucking I was dope. Too much of a jackass to go over there and say thank you, so I just pretend like I didn't see it.
Now, this is a neighbor that you're on good terms with? Is that right?
I guess. I mean, you know, we're hello and
what did
goodbye.
Donna have to say about this?
She was angry at me, and she fumed at me to go over there and say thank you.
And you refused?
I told her I'd go the next day, but I never went. I was just, I felt awkward. I didn't want to make small talk, and I was shy. You know?
You don't like saying thank you to people. You like saying thank you to get people, but you don't like actually thanking people that you don't come into contact with, right? Because whenever someone does something nice for me and I don't know them, like they're just doing something to, I guess, maybe get to know me, like the neighbor shoveling my driveway. It feels a little awkward. Like, now I gotta go over there. I gotta say.
Right, well, that's exactly right. What I had never. I've been in this house for 5 years, and I've never met the husband next door in the 5 years I've been here.
Yeah.
And he was the one who did the walkway, I think. So now I gotta go there and introduce myself. This and that. Yeah. I can't. I'm too much of a jooch.
It's chooch. And anyway, Frank, tonight when we were talking briefly before the show, I heard you just stop what we were talking about, and you yelled upstairs with such a fury because I guess your daughter wanted you to do something.
My daughter was coming back. She had some kind of a tennis or something like that.
You dropped her off.
I dropped her off, so it's the other parents' turn to bring her home.
Is this an arranged thing?
Yes.
Okay.
But usually my wife does it. So I had. So what happened was, my daughter came in the house, and she yelled at me because I didn't go upstairs and thank the other parent.
Your daughter thinks that you're gonna have to go upstairs.
Shake
the hand of this parent.
Yeah. I didn't feel. I didn't want. You know. I she's calling me.
Wait. Did they come to the door?
Of course.
Oh man. If they come to the door, you gotta go up and say thank you.
No. I'm sorry. Kayla was at the door. No, they were just in the car. I'm not gonna sit there and climb up a fucking flight of stairs to wave and say thank you. She got in the house. She's safe. Move on.
Yeah, I mean, countless times, you know, a friend's parent drives you someplace. They don't go in and have fucking cake and coffee. They fucking beep the horn, or you know, they say goodbye, wave, and then you're in the house and they're gone. They don't want to go in.
She can't wait to tell on me. She can't wait for my wife to get home so she can tell on me.
She's getting older, Frank. She's starting to test you now. She's starting to test you.
She told me. She said today, "Don't give me agita."
That's something you say to her. You say that? Do you say that to her all the time? Every time I'm there,
I say, "Don't make me nervous."
You say agita a lot, though. I don't even know what the fuck that is, but I know
it's heartburn.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible, Frank. It's terrible, and also, I don't care if you don't want to talk about this. You revealed something to me about something your son likes to do. I don't care. We're talking about this. Your son has taken to modeling things with clay. Can you elaborate? Are you willing to elaborate?
Do I have to tell? I don't really want
to
elaborate. I just, he has clay.
He has lots of clay.
That he utilizes and makes body parts and then walks around the house with these body parts.
He makes these fucking serpentine roll out clay and walks around like it's a giant elephant trunk dick. And he holds it up,
Well, listen. You know, he's at that age now where discovering his.
When you discover your dick, that's the pinnacle of your imagination. That's it. It gets no better, and in fact, it starts to decay exponentially. It's so fucking terrible. The day you discover your dick as something other than the thing you pee from, you'll never be the same. Your imagination will be shot, and you will forever spend the rest of your life trying to find a way to use it in other ways than peeing. And now he's making clay dicks and making a big fucking display about it. Frank, I predict, and here's a prediction. You are 6 years away from catching him jerking off. That's what I'm going to say. You're 6 years away. That's what it is. Because he's only four, Frank. This is young. He shouldn't be doing this. God. I'm trying to talk about my house. We're talking about clay dicks. I've been spending every night of my life that I'm not doing this show removing fucking wallpaper at the house. Frank, have you ever had to remove wallpaper?
I personally have never done it. No.
You've never done it. So when you moved into your house, didn't you have wallpaper?
I just left it there.
So you just left all the original owner's wallpaper and didn't even want to bother.
Well, because I knew it would be a bitch to I knew it would be going through what you're going through. I mean, it's not like it's, you know, it's plain wallpaper. It's nothing that's dated or anything. It's pretty, you know, it's not like flowers or anything like that. It's just pretty plain, solid.
I chatted very briefly with Wally, and he explained how to do it. And I have to say, a lot better. His way was a lot better than what I was doing. But it's still not a fucking easy task for me. No, I mean, I've never done it. He says you get the squirt bottle filled with hot water. You spray the walls. You let it soak in. You get a scraper. You scrape it off. Well, I'm scraping the paper. The fucking backing is on there. The glue is on behind that. It's a fucking long,
it's a bitch,
goddamn job. And all I want to do is fucking paint. I figured I'd paint the fucking wall, put up some fucking wainscoting, all the upgrades, all the upgrades.
You should just paint it over the wallpaper.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do it. It was only
Get new sheetrock or drywall.
Yeah, again, that seems a little bit fucking silly to me. I mean, I have all the paint.
You can kill two birds with one stone because you put new insulation in.
I guess it's all interior walls, you know? It's not like I need to insulate. Anyway, Frank, what I'm getting at is I have everything set up. We have paint colors and shit. It's all ready to go. I just need to get this fucking wallpaper done, and then I can get my first room acceptable, done, finished a little bit. You know, granted, I need to replace, refinish, and do all the shit, but I'll have at least one project done. But this wallpaper's been taking me forever. God, I mean, you didn't do any of this, did you? You didn't fucking take any wallpaper down. You didn't do any of your home improvement. You didn't pick out any paints. You didn't do any of this shit.
I'm a man.
Oh, so now you're thinking.
I mean, you're over
now,
there.
Now you think I'm a big
shopping,
baggy, right?
You're saying you told me that you over the weekend you were shopping for color schemes. Okay, that has never even, those words never even come across my mouth. I don't care what the hell. My wife takes care of all the interior decorations.
I was not shopping for fucking color schemes.
Yes, you were.
I was picking out a color of paint. I'm not going for fucking color schemes. I know that, okay, I think this color would be good in that room. That's the extent of it. I'm not researching, well, green is relaxing for a color for a bedroom.
I don't care anything about how my house is decorated. My wife takes care of everything. I don't care. Yeah. It doesn't, I have no interest in it.
Well, okay, it's gay for a guy to be involved in picking a color scheme. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's just okay. That, you know,
no,
you're
let,
going
the, let the wife
cause,
do it.
Because then, the other night you told me you had to decide what kind of furniture was going to match your colors and everything, and it was just a little awkward,
well,
you know?
Well, here's the deal, Frank. If you want to be a true man and not have any say in the colors, how gay are you going to be sleeping in a fucking lavender bedroom with pink rug and fucking silk goddamn fucking teal sheets? Mm-hmm. You got to have some fucking say. Right? You gotta have some
Well,
input.
I have to say it in my man cave, which I like to call my office.
Oh, God, you win that fucking word. I swear to God, it's almost a blessing we don't have fucking HGTV on Cablevision anymore. It's almost a fucking blessing, because if I have to hear one more fucking couple go and look at a house and say, honey, this room could be the man cave. I am so fucking sick and tired of the idea that these people think it's a fucking original thing to say. A room where a guy can go, I'm just gonna hang up my penance. Shut the fuck up, bitch made faggot. How dare you? The whole house is fucking pretty much yours. You both live in it. You don't need a room to fucking escape and put your man things up. Put them all over the fucking house.
What is your ETA of moving into this place?
I'm shooting for March.
Now, I wanted to say something.
It's a slow go, though, I got
to
say.
I want to say something to you. I know I kid around with you a lot, but if you need any help as far as, you know, moving or anything like that, feel free to call Ed. He'll help you.
Yeah. Don't worry. I would never call you to get anything done. How about that? Is that an insult to you, or is that a blessing?
Well, you know what? When you don't ask anybody to help you, they don't ask you to help them, and it works out.
That's right. That's what I'm going for. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
It's Steve. What's going on?
Steve the LARPer. What's going on, buddy? How
are you? What's up, Steven LARPer?
I'm just wondering, like, Frank has a lot to do, and you have a lot to do in both of your houses, right?
Yes.
How are both of you going about that right now?
What are you what?
Are you smoking anything right now, Steven?
No, I'm asking you a question.
How am I going about it? What do you mean?
Wait. You both just said yes, right?
Yeah, I have things to do and I'm working on them.
All right, and I'm asking you, how are you going about that? What's your game plan? Frank?
Oh, wow.
Ken, why don't you answer first?
No, he asked you. You go ahead. Because I have no idea what the no fuck guess. He's talking
I don't have anything. I really don't have anything that I'm doing.
I have no idea what this foggy brain fucking
I have nothing
drug
that
addict is talking about.
I have nothing that I'm doing in my house at the moment. There is no plans. I'm happy the way I am. Thank you.
Steve, what are you talking about? What are you getting?
I'm just asking questions. What's wrong with that?
Wait, no. What's the question? How am I going about that? Okay, so here's how I'm going about that. I'm trying to take wallpaper down so I could scrape the glue off, scrape the paper, sand the walls and spackle. All the times I said fuck and scraped the wall and gouged the sheetrock, spackle it up, sand it nice and prime it and paint it. Put wainscoting up, molding on the baseboard, on the crown, and a nice chair rail going around the kitchen. That's how I'm going about it. Your rebuttal? Wow.
Steve, are you still there?
Wow.
Oh, man. I think
holy shit!
You derailed the whole fucking show!
He just hung up. He just hung up. He has no idea what the fuck he was talking about. Wow. I've never seen somebody or encountered somebody that fucking just baked.
Didn't he use the whole show?
Frank, you got food you need to eat, right? Frank, seriously. You got food you need to eat, right? Yes or no? Answer my question, Frank. Frank, seriously answer me. You got food you need to eat, right?
Yes.
How are you going to go about that?
Oh.
Well, I'm asking a question. I'm just...
He had some sort of point, but I didn't know what his point was.
No, he didn't. That's the thing. He thought he did, and the synapse that would lead him to whatever point he was trying to make fizzled out.
You already explained how you were going to go about doing it before he even called.
Yes,
you
and then I fucking... I went the whole thing. I even told him I'm getting wainscoting.
And chair rail.
I got the wainscot, the hi-hats. I got all the upgrades.
Just do me a favor. Just
do me one favor. Before you go upstairs, take off your shoes. Thank you. Yes, okay. Jesus Christ. I don't know what the fuck to even say at this point. He literally derailed the entire show.
I'm afraid that you insulted him, and I'm afraid that he's going to be angry.
Jesus Christ. You think he's going to be angry? He doesn't even know where he is. He's on a fucking peyote journey. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. So
Ken,
I'm working on the kitchen.
Ken,
back to my fucking kitchen. Yeah. I'm picking out a table, right, Frank? I actually bought a table. Oh Christ, Frank, you're not going to like this at all. You are not going to like this at all. On the phone line right now. Ladies and gentlemen, first time maybe in a while. White House Brent. White House Brent.
Man.
What's up, White House Brent?
Have you ever bought in a car before?
Have I ever bought in a car before? Nice. Where the hell fuck did you go to school?
He's doing something.
Yes, I purchased an automobile, yes.
How'd you go about that?
Well, I put money down, and then I got a loan, and I paid it off.
Crazy.
thank you. Thank you very much, White House Brent. I appreciate it. That's all you had to do, Steve the LARPer. You could have just said it was some character, but you're on some fucking mind-altering substance.
I don't know why he's always taking stuff like that. He seems like he's got it together, doesn't he?
No, he doesn't have it together. He's probably the least together person ever. You know what? He is partially together. But with conversations like that, you know what, Steve? Call in again. Call in again. No, I'm. You know, I don't know why I'm telling him to do this, Frank. But I'm just curious. I'm actually very curious to see exactly how this could possibly fucking happen. Here he is. He's actually. I'm gonna blow his mind and call him. How about that, Frank? What? Why don't you ask him a question about drugs? If he has drugs to do, how does he go about that?
Yo.
Hey, Steve.
What's so hard to believe, Frank?
Steve, you have drugs to do, right?
No, I've already done them.
How do you go about that?
Well, the first thing I do, I mean, it depends on what.
Yeah, thank you for calling, Steve. Wow. So, I'm buying a table. I've actually purchased the table already, Frank. Went to the furniture store. It was two trips. You understand? You follow me here?
Uh-huh.
Two trips. Oh, Jeff is calling here. I'm never going to be able to tell my fabulous table story because it's not fabulous. Jeff, thank you for calling in. What's going on, buddy? Jeff. Steve.
Yes.
Why are you calling?
Didn't you ask me to call in?
Yes, and then I hung up on you.
Yeah, but I'm calling in again.
Okay, so Steve, what do you have?
Steve, why do you take so many drugs? What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
So many drugs. I only take one drug. I only smoke weed, and that's it.
So what was your point with that whole fucking question? How do I go about that?
I forget, that? Dude.
Of course you forget! We all know you forgot! Yes.
I forgot. You know, you want to know? You want me to be honest? All right.
Yes.
I had the best point ever. And I totally forgot what the fuck my best point ever was.
And so you just resorted to re-asking, how do you go about it?
Yeah, no, but the problem also was, when I called in,
yeah,
I totally forgot which program I should be muting. So I heard, like, echoes from everywhere, and I'm just like, I have to exit the situation right now.
The situation. Yeah, so, well...
Come on, Ken, come on.
I don't even know where to go with this. Steve, thank you for trying. I appreciate it.
You have 7 minutes. Come on, keep me on the line. Come on. What, you can't keep me on the line?
No. No, I can't. I can't even fucking do
Steve,
it.
Steve, are you going to bed tonight?
No, we hung up on him, Frank. He's already in bed. He's already been put to fucking bed. Jesus H. Christ.
You know, by the way, I want to...
He did. And there were times when he was fucking brilliant, I have to say. And then the next week, he would be like this. I would be talking about fucking, you know, someone trying to break into my car, and then he would ask me about, like, cactus juice. And then he would fall asleep for fucking 2 hours. I don't know. So, Walter Sobchak, Jimmy J.J. Walker, Hate Us Talk. They're on Monday nights. They basically listen to all the shows. We played a clip of theirs during the break. Jeff, no, your audio didn't come through, nor will it. Sorry. Walter Sobchak says, what a train wreck ending to a show. I love it.
It's fodder for him.
Do you realize the intro with you floundering your anger because you didn't get to hear your song, and the ending with Steve just basically throwing a match on the pile of hay that was our show. The pile of just neatly stacked hay. That is just gold for Hate Us Talk. And they're going to tear us apart. Frank, when I tell you episode 3 of their show, they gave us glowing reviews for the last 2 episodes. It's almost like we're doing them a favor. I mean, how much can they kiss our ass? I mean, they can't top Ken Moorhead. They just can't.
Yeah. No.
Yes. Well, Ken Moorhead says, who stacks hay? And let alone neatly. Well, you know what? I do. And then I have it lit and fucking set ablaze and burned down by drug addicts who forget their questions. That, you know, Frank, oh, here's another caller. Okay. That's...
Just not if you can hear me.
Okay, that would have been great during Steve's call. Jeff, I really appreciate it. Oh, my God.
All right. Why don't we put a cap on the bottle on this episode?
No, you know, the bottle's been cracked. There's no the cap serves no fucking purpose. The liquid has been spilled or consumed, soaked into the earth. This is a fucking disaster of a show. I implore all of you to subscribe and get more of this on a week-to-week basis. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Trust me, it's better than this. If you don't believe me, believe the fine folks at Hate Us Talk. They're on Monday nights. Go to hateustalk.tumblr.com. Download their 3 episodes. Listen. Enjoy. Best in Show Radio, Thursday nights, 8 to 11. Frank, what is your impression of Best in Show? You enjoy them, obviously. You're good friends with them.
They're good guys, yes. From Staten Island and Brooklyn.
And Keith is very good at Scramble and far better than you. And Friday nights, it's The What Show, 9:30 to 12:30. And this is all on hearustalk.com, all times Eastern. So why don't we wrap this just dog shit up? Just dog shit. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. Episode 240. Frank gains weight. I lose my mind. Frank quits the show, comes back. Steve calls in. Great rundown. Well, I want to thank everybody again. Thank you very much. Frank, is there anything that you would like to say? Anything at all?
But this is us. Yeah, no, shut up. You're talking to a fucking sign. No, you'll be quiet outside. You're not a friend. I was scared. Ken, is there anything you'd like to say?
You're an asshole! It's a fucking snooze! Coolest! Because that's what I goddamn do! Bada browser. I want pepper jack cheese! Fuck face. Nah, I'm good. Thanks. I also want to say, go check out Modern Alchemy at KenMorehead.com. That's Ken, MOORHEAD.com. DJ New Style on Twitter. The Germ Freak on Twitter. DJNewStyleShow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!